Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. It's been a while since we did this, but, sort of build up the critical mass because they are quite popular right now. So joining me once again from CZ USA is Zach Hine. Good evening, sir.
Howdy, howdy. Thank you for having me.
For some reason, today, I have been besieged on the videos on YouTube asking me a bunch of questions, and I just mentioned, well, I'm going to have you on the show tonight to answer these questions. So, you're getting a little popular, Zach. Which is, I'm good with it. I'm good with it. The first question that I got asked today is, are you guys looking at, and I know this is a complicated answer because you have split manufacturing, but I was asked if you are going to make a single stack striker fired polymer pistol in the P10 line to compete with the Shields and the Glock 43s and the XDSs and that type of thing.
We don't have anything to announce yet. We're always looking at different ways to expand the P10 line. That's kind of that P10 line is our first foothold in manufacturing here in the U.S. And so, anytime we build things here, we really want to have it be well targeted for the market. We want to basically take our time, spend our time, and do all the research we need to do, and have the product that we need to have for here. We don't have anything to announce yet, but we will keep working on that P10 line. It will keep expanding.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to, now.
The thing is, we're at that weird time of year where I know things that I can't share. Because we're on the cusp of, essentially, we're working on our catalog for 2020. We're working on the things that we're going to reveal to dealers later this year. And we're working towards what we'll release at SHOT Show. And so we have a lot of stuff in the works. And like anything, we don't know what's quite going to make it in time. So,
right.
So, yeah, I don't know yet.
We'll have to look at that at SHOT Show. We're going to have to look at that.
I know what I'm hoping to see.
Okay, okay.
It's just, sometimes things take a little longer than we'd like. So,
one thing that I noticed, like with the P10 line, with the P10C, which was the first gun you guys came out with, initially that gun was taking, it was everywhere. Everybody had it. Everybody was shooting it. Everybody was raving about it. I loved it. I loved the trigger. I loved the way it shot. I probably mentioned this to you over breakfast one time somewhere, maybe in Dallas or something. I just didn't like the mag release.
Yeah.
And how long was that out on the street with that initial mag release?
Oh.
A year?
A year, year and a half. It's one of those things where it just depended on the person. There were a lot of folks that did have issues with it, a lot of folks that didn't have issues with it.
Right.
And just based on the feedback, it was one of those no-brainers. We wanted it to be a fully ambidextrous gun. That was one of the goals. That was one of the things that we wanted to accomplish on the platform that we thought would be just another thing to put a feather in the cap And just the more feedback we got, the more sense it made to go to a reversible. Because then it doesn't matter if you're right-handed or left-handed, you can easily swap it. But, you know, just basically one of those things, we got enough feedback. We had enough guns that that were like, you know, we could see the argument here. This one's a little bit too stiff. Usually those broke in. It just took a little bit of using. But, you know, it'd be better to do it where nobody can even have that as a complaint. So we went to that reversible was it last year. So,
well, I mean, and that's the point, isn't it? In very short order, which I don't know if I've ever seen that. I don't know how long Glock was out, for example, before there was a Gen 2 Glock. You guys, first of all, you came out with the P10S and the P10F, yep. both superlatives in their size. And you had changed the mag release to the same mag release you got with the PO7s and the PO9s and stuff like that. So, which is a very easy to manipulate mag release. But you guys did it in like a year.
Yeah, well, I don't want
to. Well, I mean, that's very short.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to speak ill of anybody else, but I mean, we're a company of enthusiasts. It's one of those things where we've got a lot of people who have a lot of emotion and all that invested in the products we build. It's easy to work here when you love what you're doing and you love the products that you're building.
Right.
And so when we see something that we can make better, it's going to bug folks until we make it better. So, yeah, making that change and making it quick and you know, getting it, just making that project a little bit better, that became kind of a focus. So there are actually a couple of little things that we changed just to make the overall product as good as we could make it.
So. Right. Well, I mean, the P10C of the sizes that are out there, like when I sent the P10S back, when I sent it back to Danae, I asked her very quickly to send me a P10C with the new mag release on it. And that's the ideal gun. That's the size and everything. I had forgotten how good the gun shoots. How good the gun shoots. And that.
I don't know, man. That S has its place too. I've been carrying that all summer.
Well, the S has its place. The problem is, it's just. Are we getting any better with it now? Is anybody? Is it getting more plentiful out there into the in the field?
Definitely. Yeah, we've been shipping them in pretty good numbers for the last few months. It was kind of a trickle there for a while, and they're really getting out there. So,
are you still having to? Are they still all shipping as optics ready, or are some of them not optics ready now?
No, we've actually had some go out. So we make them with an optic plate. We make some without. And I know that we've had at least one really good shipment of the non-optic ready, so the one without the plate. So they're both out there. I think the optic ready is probably going to be the one you find more of.
The P10S is a superior gun, too. I ran it. First of all, to get the Glock 26 in the same category as far as just numerically, by the time I got done spending money on it to get it to that point, it was like an $800 pistol.
Yeah.
And I think the optics ready comes in at $559, right, on the P10S.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, yep. So right away, it's a winner there, but the other part of it was just the shootability. That was a great shooting gun. As soon as they're more plentiful, I will be having me another one of those. I just couldn't, I didn't want to, I was afraid I was going to get beat up by a bunch of people.
Yeah, you keep rubbing people's noses in it, you know. Yeah. No, we kind of suffer from that. We have some models that are incredibly popular that we just simply can't make them fast enough. And that's kind of one of those struggles. Some people say it's a good problem to have, but we'd rather be getting them out there as quick as possible.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Let me take a moment. We're heading into the first break. Zach works for CZ USA, which is getting ready to relocate. CZ USA itself has only been around since 1998, but CZ, the company, is a known worldwide for what they are. And we'll discuss that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp.
on tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking with Zach Hine from CZ. But before I lose too much time, I need to ask you these other questions because I got two things I want to talk to you about besides the questions. I'm also asked a lot about a civilian Bren.
Okay. We have a Bren 2 MS that we debuted at SHOT Show, and they've been trickling out. This is another one of those just like that S where, man, I wish we could ship more of them. yeah, we've got six different variants. So two different chamberings, three different barrel lengths in each one.
Right.
All of them are pistols right now. So that's basically the first wave is pistols. We have to have U.S.-made parts to be able to do carbines. We get a ton of questions about carbines, but we have to have the U.S.-made parts first. They've been trickling through. We'll get a decent size shipment, and those will disappear in a heartbeat. You can't even, you know, I don't even have one yet. I need a 7.62 with a 9-inch barrel. That's what I've got my heart set on.
So. They get checked in and checked out as fast as they get checked in.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, they're already spoken for. So
already spoken for. The Bren designation. Now I remember the Bren 10, which is a pistol I would love to find a copy of. I wish you guys would make a CZ based 10 millimeter in the 75 or the just any of your steel gun configurations. Price would be of no object or anything else. Where does the Bren designation come from? What is Bren? Is that Czechoslovak or for something that I don't know about?
Well, yeah, it harkens back to World War II when there was a partnership between the Brno factory, which is the BR, and England.
Right.
So it was the partnership that the Bren gun came from. The Czechs, when they started making firearms and making military firearms, they were known for very good running full auto, like light machine guns. And so the Bren was the result of a partnership. So when we talk about the modern Brens, we're basically just kind of using that name that was made famous by a military firearm for our line of what start out as military firearms. We have civilian versions of them. They have to basically go through a bunch of ATF scrutiny and have to be significantly different internally so that they can't be readily made into a select fire firearm. But yeah, we're basically taking that old name and making it new again with new products.
Is there any chance where, and I've asked you, I'm going to ask you this every time until maybe one day you'll just tell me yes. Are they ever going to make me a 10 millimeter out of a steel gun?
You know, I made one. We've got one that we made a prototype years and years ago. And it was basically just an exercise in showing what we could do. We teased the factory product managers with it, and it's one of those things where they find it interesting, but I've never gotten anybody to truly bite on it.
Right.
And the thing is, the 10 millimeter is coming back in the U.S. It's more and more popular. So.
Well, I mean, CZ is a very heavily cloned pistol. Mm-hmm. Lots of CZ, I mean... I can't Tenfoglio or however you pronounce that. Those, and they have a 10 millimeter. Bren came out with a 10 millimeter. That was a CZ-75 clone. Janik, you know? Which is known for their own pistols, they make a CZ clone.
Yep, I think it's the second most cloned gun in the world. When the CZ-75 first came out, it was patented and was protected by that patent. But the problem was, being a military firearm behind the Iron Curtain, it was a confidential military patent.
Right.
And so everybody else in the world basically said, oh, we don't see a patent for this gun. We're going to make a version here. And so I don't even know how many different countries. I think Wikipedia's got a pretty healthy list of the different countries that have a clone of the CZ-75, and that list is incredibly long. So, yeah, it's one of those things where once the cat was out of the bag, it took a lot of years before they said, hey, no, wait a minute, there's a patent for that. But, you know, it was already long gone. So
if you had to pick you yourself, Zach Hines, personal favorite of the Steel CZ75 derivatives that are made by CZ. I'm not talking about, I'm not even talking about the Sphinx pistol, which I'm not even sure if Chris still makes those or not, but I know that was a high-end sort of CZ. Of the ones that CZ makes, is there one steel pistol that you really like? I mean, I've got one in my hands right now that, you know, like I told you, I'm going to buy that, but I'm talking about like a carry gun.
Okay, well, if we're talking steel, then for my money, it's the SP-01 Tactical. The Shadow 2 is a tempting gun, but man, the SP-01 Tactical is a classic. It's not so heavy that you couldn't carry it. The Shadow 2 is a pretty hefty piece of steel. But if we open it up to all metal guns, it's going to be a close race between the PL-1 and the PCR, basically. If I had to have one pistol to do everything with, it'd be a PL-1, so I could put a light on it if I wanted to.
Right.
If I have my range gun, my bedside gun, and I also have a carry gun, it'd be a PCR. And that has been my go-to carry gun for a long, long time. It's the one I keep going back to. So for a long time, I'd carry a Rammy in the summer, but I'd always go back to the PCR. I've been carrying P-10s, but again, I will go back to that PCR because it is just... It's got the CZ grip angle. It is incredibly comfortable to shoot. It's got an alloy frame. It is the one for me.
Well, it's a handsome pistol. The SP-01 is out of stock right now.
Oh, yeah.
The website says so.
If it's popular, it's out of stock. That's kind of the way of it with ours. Anything that has a bit of a following, anything that is popular, you're going to have to order. The other way to get them is to just watch the online dealers. They usually have notifications, and
right,
get on those notifications because, man, the moment they email out, you need to jump on it. So it's some people say it's a good problem to have. I'd rather be getting about four times as many of them and be able to make everybody happy.
Right.
The more people that get them, the more people that go to the range, and then everybody around them goes, hey, what's that thing?
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many people we hear doing that.
Coming up on the next break, and when we get back, we're going to find out from Zach exactly what is coming that he can talk about, and then we're going to talk about a couple of pistols that are here with me right now. CZ-USA.com, that's where you find what's available from them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announces an official impeachment inquiry into President Trump, saying actions taken to date by the president have seriously violated the Constitution. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reacts to Speaker Pelosi's impeachment announcement.
Speaker Pelosi happens to be the Speaker of this House, but she does not speak for America when it comes to this issue. She cannot decide unilaterally what happens here. They have been investigating this president before he even got elected. They have voted three times on impeachment on this floor. Twice they voted before one word of the Mueller report came back.
As the strike by the United Auto Workers against General Motors continues, The CEO of the Michigan Manufacturers Association is worried about the impact on the entire state. The strike is in its ninth day with no real end in sight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
From the AR500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. I am talking to Zach Hine from CZ-USA.com. Is there anything new that's coming that you can tell us about today?
Well, all the cool stuff is still under wraps. I should say it that way. We've got some really big things that are in the works.
Right.
It is a bad time to be asking me that question, because there are some really cool things coming down the pipe that we're just not quite ready yet. We do have, there's some things that we're already kind of teasing out there. We have, so last year we introduced our 10/12. So CZUSA, we do everything. We do rifles, pistols, shotguns, suppressors. On the shotgun side, we've actually got a really big event coming up. We introduced our 10/12 last year, which is our first inertia, semi-auto shotgun. And so basically a shotgun that shoots a wide variety of shells. It's built to be kind of a workhorse duck gun, pheasant gun. I mean, you can use it for everything. And we actually have a really big event coming up on October 12th, where our shotgun product manager, he's a professional shooter. He basically has run a contest, and they've selected two young gentlemen and two young ladies to assist him. They're going to attempt a world record here in the Kansas City area. They're going to try to shoot the most clay targets in 12 hours, and they're going to use those 10/12s to do it. So we have some new 10/12s that are coming out. We're kind of showcasing the 10/12 line in general this year. We're going to kind of put on a bit of a show with that. So That's going to be some pretty big news. We have pretty high confidence that they're going to shatter the existing record. So, really looking forward to that. That'll be pretty neat.
We haven't really talked with the 10-12. We haven't really talked too much about shotguns, but I mean, CZ is really a leader in hunting as far as the both center fire and shotguns, aren't they? Big game hunters take CZs overseas and hunt everything, don't they?
Correct. Yeah, a lot of CZ guns built at our factory were marketed for a very long time under the Bourneau name. So basically, to make a long story short, there are a bunch of different factories, but the Bourneau name was the one that they used to market to worldwide audiences. And so a lot of people know about, you know, Grandpa's Bourneau 22, which it's the roots of our current 4.57. So you can track the lineage of our current gun back to that. In Africa, the CZ 550, the 550 Magnum, it traces its roots back to the Bourneau 602. And so there's a lot of heritage, a lot of, you know, serious hunters, people who have been in it a long time, and especially the people who use it as a tool in work. They know the CZ name, they know the Bourneau name too. We've got a lot of ties on the hunting side. A lot of stuff that we talk about may be on more the pistols and tactical side, but we've got a pretty impressive line of shotguns and a full line of rifles to boot.
I know that Jason goes overseas how many times a year to go hunt?
Oh, a few.
Talk about Jason.
Got back from an Alaska hunt.
Talk about Jason Morton at CZ. For me, I'm not a hunter per se, so I look at all of the LE type military guns you have, which are just so good. Like the Scorpion. The Scorpion has a standard configuration, but I mean that thing is sort of morphing into like a set of Legos, isn't it?
Yeah, it has some of the benefits of an AR where you can accessorize in so many different ways. And that just opens up the options. You can have it as a teeny little micro gun. You can have it as a carbine. You can set it up as a competition gun. But, you know, you talk about those kind of trip your trigger. For me, lately it's been the shotgun. In fact, I'm in my gun room right now and I'm looking at two shotguns that I am about to pack up. I'm going to take them to Wyoming.
Okay.
And I'm going to follow around a new little puppy that is just coming into her own. We're going to go chase some birds in Wyoming. So,
what are you taking?
I've got a Sharptail in 20 gauge, and I've also got an Upland Ultralight. And that's kind of been the ticket for me lately because, man, I walk a lot of miles. And so a super light shotgun that, I think that thing's 5.5 pounds, so I can carry that all day.
Tell me about
a little over under.
There's one shotgun that I have seen that I think would be a splendid all-around shotgun, and I'm talking about the 712 Utility G2.
Okay, yeah.
Tell me about that one.
Oh, I've actually got one of those in the safe. So 20-inch barrel, semi-auto, kind of a gun that you can do everything with. It'd be a kind of a workhorse farm gun. So shorter barrel, but kind of a soft-kicking semi-auto. So it uses a gas system, so you're able to actually kind of bleed some of the powder off. And, it runs great.
Do they make a extender for that by chance? Because I'm just looking at I'm actually thinking about getting one of those myself that time. But
yeah,
I'd like to have two more rounds on it.
Yeah, yep. It's one of those things where we kind of run into 922R, so you have to use a few U.S.-made parts, but there are outfits that do make extensions for them. We've done some U.S. pistons in the past. And so, there were some – we've done a few guns that used U.S. parts to give it some more capacity. So, it is a possibility. I think Dave, when he set a world record 3 or 4 years ago, his guns, he was using 712s, and they had – I think it was 17 plus one rounds. He had super long extensions on them.
Wow.
he needed to break as many clays in an hour as he could, and he broke a little more than one clay a second. And that's with every clay being hit by an individual shell. So that's quite the feat.
I found out the hard way shooting turkey loads that not all shotguns can handle turkey loads. And I've heard some people talk about the CZ-612 waterfowl as apparently some shotgun that is just crazy cool to have if you're going to be hunting birds.
Yeah.
That's something you've done?
Oh, yeah. No, that definitely. I'm not – pumps aren't quite my thing. I grew up on pumps, but
right.
Man, I've been enamored by the over-unders, but if a 3.5-inch gun, a gun that you can really beat up and have in a duck boat or in a goose blind, if that's what you need, I mean, it's a workhorse. They run really smooth. They got dual action bars, so it's a smooth running gun, can run 3.5-inch shells, and you can really throw some lead with them. But yeah, they can rock you. That's for sure.
The over-unders that he's talking about are some very elegant shotguns. They look high-end, like, you know, $5,000, $6,000, and then you look at their price, and they're $700.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't look at that price and say, oh, they can't be very good if they're not good, because I found that to be the case with CZ, that the price is not indicative of the quality. It never has been. So I've always.
It's a heck of a gun for the money. That's for
sure. It is. When we get back, coming up on the next break, this is Zach Hine. He is with CZ USA, and apparently has a gun safe that I would envy if I saw it. And when we get back, we're going to talk about two guns. Like I said, definitely going to do that next. And we will continue on with CZ USA. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Zach Hine from CZ USA. I always like it whenever I'm at a show, when I go to the CZ booth, just because I'm surrounded by, I mean, one day I'm going to show up there with a pair of wire cutters.
Yeah, they're just
and a big canvas bag. I'm going to look at all of you guys. Look, elephant. And then why you guys sneak, sneak, sneak. And, yep, I heard it. That was Bill. That was the right now I have the gun, which I think is, of all the guns that I've ever fired that are striker-fired pistols, the best firing striker-fired pistol ever, the CZ P10F. And right now it's at Ace Firearms, where it's getting a black, white, and gray laser-etched digital camouflage treatment on the slide. And it's also having a Delta Point installed on it. And it's going with me, and we're going to be going to take a class from another CZ aficionado, and that would be Steve Fisher in Dorchester, South Carolina, it's based upon Red Dot Sights. And
excellent.
Yeah, and that will be a class where I will be going with a high degree of confidence. My gun is going to work.
Yep.
Now I've seen a lot of reviewers that look at this gun and they say this is the best shooting striker fired pistol they've ever picked up. Thoughts?
Oh, I believe it. Yeah. No, it's one of those things where we were kind of late to the party. Everybody else has been doing a striker fired pistol for a very long time, so if we were going to do it, we had to do it right. A lot of time and effort was spent on the ergonomics of that gun. On getting your hand high enough on the pistol while still making the reach to the trigger comfortable. Just trying to find all the right balances. A really light, crisp trigger pull, a nice firm wall, and then the brake is clean. So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me because I knew it took years and years to get it to the point it was ready to release to the public. So,
well, I mean, the P10C, right? The P10C, which I had three of those, before you guys came out with a P10S or with a P10F. The P10C did not prepare me for the P10F.
Yeah.
Now, the P10C is a superb shooting pistol, but it did not prepare me for the, I mean, it's something about that geometry and the length here and the length there and that low bore axis on that longer slide. And I mean, it's...
Yep.
It's...
Yeah. No, you add that extra length, a little extra capacity, the extra weight. It just makes it a dream at the range.
You want a picture of that when I get it back?
I do. I really do.
I just... this is one that was sent to me to test, and I had to buy this one. I just had to buy this one. That was a that gun is absolutely crazy, a crazy pistol. And to complement it, then the last go around, I had the P10C sent to me, which I will be keeping that one as well. But then I had never ever, and I've dealt with a lot of really nice gun companies that make some really nice handguns. I was completely unprepared for the CZ Shadow 2.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll spoil you. I mean, that'll ruin anything for you. if you ignore its weight, it's pretty much the perfect pistol. That thing, an incredible trigger, no recoil, super long sight radius. I mean, it's got everything going for it.
When now I know a lot of guys take this pistol and compete with it.
Yep.
Do they do anything to it, or do they compete with it as it is? Because I have a hard time understanding what they would do to it.
Well, that's like asking a car guy if he can buy a brand new hot rod and not do anything to it.
Right, right.
I mean, it doesn't need anything. That doesn't mean they're not going to change things. They're going to take those springs and make them a little bit lighter. They're going to just do a little bit of stuff that's going to take it over the top and put it how they want it. Grips are the first thing. Getting the pistol to fit your hand the way you want it to fit your hand. And there are an incredible number of grips on the market, and there are some really, really good ones. So that would be like... Nah, that's just not going to happen. You're not going to find somebody that's that deep in the guns that's going to pick one of those up and say, "Oh, this is good enough."
Well, I mean, the gun is
P10F.
Well, I mean, the gun as it sits, if you get the right holster for it, that'd be a superb carry gun.
Yeah, yeah, just heavy. You could definitely carry it.
Well,
we have folks on social media who talk about carrying it all the time. So.
Well, I guess it's heavier compared to the polymers, but I mean, I can't find any disadvantage to the weight of the pistol though. And once you start shooting the pistol, I mean, it's one of those things where the gun just wants to run the double action trigger is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely ridiculous, and with the mods that I'm doing to the P10F are purely cosmetic and purely because it has a optics. It's optics ready, and I'm going to take it to an optics class. I didn't need that for the gun to be fully functional and everything. I just want I'm doing part of it because I want it to look sort of cool, and I'm doing the other part because I'm going to an optics class. The Shadow. Right off the bat, I mean, it comes out of it. It's a very striking pistol to look at. The grips, the grip panels are what color? Blue or purple? What is that?
Yeah, blue. Yeah.
And I mean, it's and then you start shooting, pulling the trigger on. It's just a crazy pistol. And the thing about it is the price, because the price is well below most of what you would consider to be upper scale pistols.
Yeah, they're going to be in under $1,400. And when you're talking about a almost dedicated competition gun, that's ready to go right out of the box. So that's a heck of a price. We for many many years, this is kind of an evolution of our CZ75. It's kind of come a long ways. It transitioned from the 75 into the SP01, the SP01 transition into the SP01 Sport, which turned into a shadow. So this is the evolution of that shadow, which I think the base model shadow used to be almost $1,600. And as we've gone away from doing just custom stuff and doing, you know, essentially what are factory customs, which is what this is, you know, we're able to offer them at one heck of a good price.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna have to get out there. We're about to run out of time. I've got to go find me one of those 7/12 shotguns because I really want to try that one. I don't own. Yeah. I've got a shotgun that I have redone. It was used to be carried around in some cop cars back in the 70s. Were you even around in the 70s there?
I was not. No.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's neat to have and everything, but for a functioning shotgun that if I'm going to pull one out. I just like that 7/12. I got to find one of those. So I'm going to be on the lookout for that. As soon as I get this pistol back, which may be tomorrow, I'll send you a picture of it.
You should. I want to see that thing.
Yep. And then maybe if you have the time, we could reconvene. And I don't know. Maybe I could get me, you, and Fisher on the line and talk a little bit about CZ to get his feelings on CZ. I don't know how that would work. Who knows? Yeah, I know he's an uncloseted CZ crazed person like I am.
that'd be fun.
Very good, sir. All right. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. We've got hour number 3 inbound, and I've got that class coming up, and this pistol's going to go with me to that class, and it's going to be crazy. And I'm going to get to shoot with Steve and John Adine and Rob Morris and everybody. And, of course, I'll have the best gun there. Just all there's going to be to it. That's all there's going to be to it. But we'll continue on with the rant, more on the tirade. However you'd like to put it, hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.